We're at IHF High Performance Camp with GB Winter Olympian Shelley Rudman, and we've just had the session with the girls, explaining obviously your experiences as an elite athlete. How did it come about?
I was basically training at Ice Sheffield, and then I was approached by one of the members of the team and the organisation to see whether I would be able to come down and chat to some of the girls from a different sport perspective, because obviously they have the ice hockey perspective and this is from maybe a different ice sport. And I thought it was a really, really good idea, and we basically exchanged emails, and then I was here.
And it's, as you say, the idea obviously that they're all under 18 girls, so it's trying to get them on the path to becoming elite athletes. So it's something that obviously you support a great deal.
Absolutely,
sport.
Yeah, for sure, and particularly women, because I always find that this point in a female's life where they're finishing their school or they're just at the crux of their international careers is where you get the most dropout rate, and people maybe just give it up for the social life, or you know, just different factors come into play now. So it's a really, really crucial point to try and keep them involved with the sport. Once you get past maybe the ages of 22, then it's good, but this point now is quite a volatile period for females.
And did you find, obviously it was quite interesting listening to the five of you, obviously different sports, but your experiences quite similar?
They were really similar, and it's really quite intriguing actually. We've all had really highs and lows, but I think the poignant thing too, that which really stood out, is that we've all continued with it. So we've all come through those lows and we've all carried on, and we've really been successful in our own chosen sports, and that was quite poignant as well. And it wasn't an easy route to get where we are either.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people, sometimes they see success and they think, oh, it's really easy to get there, but it's not. It's a lot of hard work and grafting and lots of lows, but along it a lot of highs too.
Well, that's what the camp of this week is, to explain that. It's, yes, there's the on-ice element, but there's the off-ice. They're doing fitness, they're doing strength, and the whole shooting match.
It's a full job. A full job to be a sports person. And I mean, it's really good to, that the UK are now grasping that winter sports, that it's a full-time job as well. It's not just you can get on a squad anymore, where it used to be like that maybe in the olden days. You know, winter sports, they're highly regarded now, and it's only getting better, which is really positive.
I'm quite interested in swapping the skeleton for ice skates.
I'd love to actually, but I'm a bit too old to do a sport change now. But yeah, it'd be fun, but I don't think it's realistic.
No, never say never.
I'm too old.
Have you had much exposure to ice hockey in the past?
I haven't at all, you know, and it's really interesting because I've come through the track and field, but I've also done contact sports such as judo and martial arts, and I really, really love those. I enjoyed them, and I can ice skate a little bit just naturally, but I've never been coached or anything. But it would be quite intriguing, and I always thought if I retire from skeleton, I might just try a completely random sport from the one that I do. And, you know, you never know, you might see me join in an ice hockey club, see what it's all about.
Sheffield Institute of Sport with Melody Davison, Team Canada coach, and last two Olympic gold medals. It's kind of day zero, all the athletes have arrived, you've welcomed to the camp.
Well, it's really exciting. I mean, leading up to it, you're like, what did you get yourselves into in terms of all the work? But, you know, tonight when you see all the players and the staff here and you listen to our panel of champions talk, you know, it's great. I can hardly wait to see them on ice and then see them at the end of the week when they know so many people and they're smiling and laughing.
From the UK perspective, obviously it's fantastic to have the event in the UK. I think it's the third one they've done for the women's hockey. It shows that obviously women's hockey is on the up and up, and it's being taken very seriously now.
Right, and definitely, I mean, all of this is a product of the 2010 Olympics when Jacques Rogge questioned whether women's hockey should be in the Olympics, and then there was a hockey summit held in Toronto, and the IHF stepped up to put money towards promoting and growing women's hockey and making it better across the world. And you know, this is our third camp like this, and it's all a product of that work that was done and the things that happened in 2010.
And you've mentioned the panel we had here tonight, four ice hockey Olympians and Shelley Rudman from GB as well.
Yeah.
I was talking to Shelley, obviously different sports, but their stories are very similar about how they had to go through and do the extra thing and workout to maintain there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, sport's sport. It's about challenges, about adversity, it's about making choices, and it's about rewards. And so I don't think it matters what sport you compete in. It was terrific to have Shelley here to give a GB perspective, and also to have another sport so that they do hear that it doesn't matter what sport you're in, you got to have all the qualities of a champion.
Yeah. And I think it was mentioned at the top by Daryl, 18 of the 20 top under 18 nations, we've got the coaches here, the physios, the whole support staff.
Yeah.
It's a real world event, isn't it?
It is, for sure. We've got mentors and people that have been successful in their countries, in their field, leading and helping grow all of the countries that are here. We've had tremendous support from GB in terms of the players and staff they put forth, and from around the world. And I think when I look around now, this is our third one, and I'd say a third of the staff here is in their third one. Yeah. And they came that first year and enjoyed it, and they keep coming back. And for people to take 12 days out of their summer is a lot. So I think that goes to everybody's passion and desire to make the game better.
And what do you get personally out of this week? So come Sunday night when everybody's stopped on a journey home, when you reflect, what do you want to have achieved?
I don't want to leave. I think when I first come all the time, it's like, man, you know, I should have done this, I could have done that, why did I say I would do this? And then when I get on the plane to leave, it's sad, and I think about, wow, you know, I met this person, and we had these laughs, and we saw this growth in a player, or we saw all these different things, and there's always a tinge when you leave that I don't want it to end, I want to keep going. And so that's what I want to feel at the end, and I'm sure I will.
Okay, well done on tonight, getting it underway, and we'll catch up with you in a week.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Pretty much wrapped up the first day of camp here at English Institute of Sport with camp director Daryl Eason. Mm-hmm. We've made it, go through day one, all the players are here.
Yeah. Yep, everybody we expected to have here, we have here. And there's a few changes over the last couple of days, which always happens, and today was as chaotic, but organized chaos as always is. We always expect this. We've got a lot of experienced people, so yes, we're through, we're finished. You can feel the calmness now here compared to maybe 3 hours ago.
And the ceremony, obviously the opening, yeah. And then the session we've had tonight with the path of a champion, that's... Yeah. Give the girls something to think about.
Yeah, it makes the thing. I was talking to Mel Davidson earlier, and the thing about all five girls that were on the panel was that they touched every possible area, especially in female sport, that you could. Being injured, being cut, having children, then coming back, all these type of things were all touched. And it, you know, we're not talking about just people that are pretty good. We're talking about all the Olympians, all except one is a medalist at the Olympics, in the Olympics. So those are like the role models that they can be looking towards.
And it was obviously, we've got the perspective from Shelley Rudman, GB, yeah. Skeleton Bob,
yeah.
Olympian as well.
Yeah.
But it was different sport, same sort of stories though.
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, you know, one of our biggest problems in hockey, I think, and definitely when I was here in Britain, is we think it's a unique sport. No, let's face it, we work in a team sport. Most team sports are very, very similar. And when you start coming down to it, most sports, to get to the top of your sport, is very similar. Whether you're an individual sport or a team sport, you have to make certain commitments in that. And like you said, the experiences and the desire is exactly the same.
And as far as the camp goes, and you touched on it in your introduction, the players are kind of the best of the best.
Yep.
The staff, the coaches, the mentors, the physios, got the whole support staff there, and they're all kind of at the top of their game.
That's right, and it's a learning experience too. It's like the players, a lot of them want to be the best of all, and what we'd like to be at the World Championships or be at the top World Championships or the Olympics, but sometimes they don't know how to get there. We're going to the people here will show them what the commitments and what the things are, but also we're also helping the national associations by having the coaches and staffs here to show them what they need to do to help the players achieve what they want to achieve.
From the British perspective, obviously it's fantastic for Ice Hockey UK to have an event like, if they've had World Championships the last 12 months, they've had the senior women's, they've had the under 18 women's, to have the camp. Is it good from the IIHF perspective to get out to the lesser lights, you could say?
Oh yeah, it's to spread the word. This is something that I was asked earlier, and it's like we always hold a camp in Finland in Viramäki, which is great, very similar to this. Last week we had a boys' camp, and it's a great, it's fantastic atmosphere, great idea. The idea originally from the high performance camp was to get out and actually almost highlight and show women's hockey worldwide wherever we could go to. Last year we were in Viramaki, but we were being in Bratislava and here, and it gives female hockey a lot higher profile by being in other nations where people can come and have a look at this and say, holy smoke, that's really good. I didn't realize girls played hockey, or I don't realize there was ice hockey. Well, we can show that there is, and the hockey is good to watch.
And the GB have recently started their under-18 women's program.
Yep.
It showed, obviously, the last 2 years they've had to qualify. This year they've gone straight into Division 1, so it shows the development there. And I think the National Association's kind of piggybacking onto this camp and putting an event on next Saturday as well to try and attract.
Yes.
So that's all part of the...
Wait, it is. Our desire in any of these things, whether we hold a world championship someplace or whether we hold a camp, is that it benefits the National Association where it is. And if we come here and it only benefits the people that are here and the local association doesn't get any benefit from it, then we failed in one of our goals. And honestly, the local association has failed in one of the goals. And by running, we encourage them to run a referee camp, which they're going to be doing. We also encourage them to run a girls hockey day, which is great. Just to get the girls to come in, you know, maybe we get young girls that have never played the game, maybe some that do play the game, but you know what? They're going to see people that are at the top of their game, the top people, and then that's something that they can strive for. So what we're talking about, 16, 17 year olds that we're helping to see their goals. We're helping 7, 8, 9, and 10 year olds also see that stage. Then they can also see the stage afterwards.
And we've chased everybody pretty much out of the arena, so
that's
I think
good.
We're just about done. We'll catch up with you later, right. Mick.